Baruch Hashem, the Kailal was zeicha to make a Sima Mikvais. It's something, Mikvais is one of the strong Limudim. I'd like to speak a little bit about some of the Nyanim, mitzad the Teichen of Mikveh, this Advarim of Shalaylam, and of course it's hard to really understand it totally, but there's a lot that the Arkeinu that we can get from it. Generally speaking, if we're to sort of map out the two types of tahara that there are, we would say that there's a tahara of a mikveh and there's a tahara of a mayim. That's the elementary division between the two types of tahara. Generally speaking, the tahara of a mayan is much stronger. First of all, there are tmeim. A zav needs a mayan to be tahar. Most tmeim are enough of mikveh. You have also a need for a shear. In a mikveh, you need a shear. In a mayan, tzmachleik sushainim, by Adam, klid, you don't need a shear. But akoponim, certainly if there is an inyan of not having a shear, mine doesn't need a shear, and other mikveh needs a shear. So that's another mila of mayan. You have some other things, for instance, she'uvin. The Ran says in the Durham that if she'uvin is by the mouth of the mayan, it never ever passes it. So Bal Karchoch, you see that it's a mayan is a stronger tahara. The difference between the two, and again, we're talking here about Yonim that are really, far from us, but in some sort of sense of it. The Magid Meshur, that's the Beis Yosef, the Sefer that he wrote, when learning the Magid, Vayakal, he basically says, after all is said and done, he explains that the Mshirish of a Mayan is from a much deeper Makom, it's much further, closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's closer to the higher dargas, from higher dargas, let's call it, whereas a mikveh is from a lower darga, and therefore this has greater schoolus in it. Yeah, that's the pashas. But we find, Lamashal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called mikveh. It says that a mikveh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we say Mikveh Yisrael Hashem, the famous the Mishnah at the end of Yuma, Ma Mikveh Mitaher Es HaTmeim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mitaher Es HaTmeim. So one needs to understand, why would HaKadosh Baruch Hu be called a Mikveh? HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be called a Mayim. And yet you see the dash in the pasuk of being Mikveh without hesitation. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'shavta Mayim Sosim Mayim HaYeshua, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is definitely called Mayim of Yeshua's. And why would HaKadosh Baruch Hu be called Mikveh? And Chazal bring this pasuk as the Mashveh for Yom Kippur Dikatahira. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Matayah of the Bechimus Mikveh. Another point that needs some sort of hasbara is that the Medrash in Bamidbar Rabbah in Chukas speaks about the Shiurim. How do you know the Shiurim for Mikveh? So it says that Yad Ma'aste Me'ashaleh HaHochim La'at. La'at is Begematria 40. So that's why you need 40 so. Now, there's a big problem. A mayan is something which is the meashloch is a mayan. Taisa says in Sukkim and Furis that shafta mayim sosan has to be dafke from mayan. Meashloch was a mayan. Many other rayas. So, how do you learn the shear of how do you learn the shear of nem from meashloch? And the Rishonim ask it. That's the Masamatan, the Rashba, and so on. The Rishonim that bring it a raya that a mayan also needs arboim and for Adam, and they bring the raya from here. It's obvious. Of question is, what is somebody like that? What is Rambam to like? Good, it's a smachta b'alma maybe, but cholifin, it's very, very jarring that we learn it from a pasuk that speaks about a mayim. It's really strange. There's a chazal also, it's in Tehillim, in other places, it says that a mikveh is like, it says the difference between a mikveh and a yam is that the mikveh is sometimes no'ol, sometimes not no'ol, the yam is always open. The same thing, tefillah is sometimes the skabel, sometimes not the skabel, sometimes tefillah ninal, but tshuva is always open. So mikveh is like tefillah and tshuva is like the yam. So you find a chiluk. In other words, now the yam is mitaher bezeichlin. It's not the mashmos. If we want to give it the lamdash hagdara, is that it's sort of like a mayon, except that it's lacking the chiyus of the tenua afterwards, and that's why it's not mitaher, and that's why we need mayim chaim. It's not good. But in terms of other things, it mashmos says kilo. The way to learn it is that it's be'etzem a mayan with circuit chisroinus. That would be probably the simplest way to learn it. And as such, it's sort of giving us, Chazal are giving us a hagdara, a difference between tefillah and tshuva. I would like to sharpen it and say not only tefillah and tshuva, tefillah and Torah. You say, Ashebeinu Avinu Sarasecha, V'gaveinu Malkeinu Avodasecha. So tshuva goes to Torah, and tefillah is a different inyan. So there's two inyanim of Tara. There's an inyan of Tara of Tefillah and an inyan of Tara of Tshuva / Tara. And therefore, that's a chiluk between Mayan and Mikveh. In other words, the erech, the distinction between Mayan and Mikveh, is as the distinction between Tara and Tefillah in terms of what it's called on the person. So we need to understand we have here two different oifanim of Tara, with specific chilukim in mitzad the halachis of tumetara, what it's mitaher, and we also have a comparison between Torah and Tefillah between the two. So let's try to a little bit be oimid and understand the halacha. B'chlal, you find that the sheirish of Tahara comes from the fact that there is that's min hashamayim. It's just like a mayas min hashamayim, so to mikras min hashamayim, but there's a tefisas adam in a mikvah. In other words, both of them have a common sheresh. They come from shamayim, that they originate from shamayim, as opposed to shuvin. But the distinction is there tefisas adam or not? A mayan, there's no tefisas adam. In mikveh, in mikveh there's a tefisas adam, but it comes also in hashamayim. So the mikveh mayim being mitayer has to do with its kirva to shamayim. It's kirva kodesh baruch. You find when kodesh baruch created the world, the first material was water. And it's so Mayim came sort of first, and then we begin a Bria of Oyer and Rukia and so on. In other words, earth is the most physical thing, Ruchnius is Ruchnius, and Mayim in this world is something in between. When we talk about Kadosh Baruch Hu's Hashpa, we speak of Mayim. We daven for Geshem, that comes from Shemayim. Water is that which flows. So earth stands, Shemayim is beyond any of it, and water is the flow from Mitara, Shemayim, Tishta. It's the flow that comes here. So Mayim was divided into Mayim Lagyanim and Mayim Tachtoinim. That's our chiluk between, even in water itself, part of it became part of the world of Gashmi, part of it belongs there. So, you have Chazal tell us in the Marachum says every bria that you have, every barrier that you have in yam, an yabasha you have in yam, except for cholda, which means that mayim is a separate entity. Mayim is its own world, and yabasha is its own world. And that's why they're parallel brias. And Hashem did not duplicate brias. What Chazal are telling us is that these are two parallel brias, shemayim and aretz. And shemayim is something above. The tahara is when a person steps out of this world and becomes submerged in a different world. It sort of allows him to reset the clock. He becomes sort of a Berich Hadasha when he disappears back into the world of Ruchnis, so to speak, and he becomes a Metzias, so that when he re-emerges in this world, he's a Berich Hadasha. There's a famous case of Mishnah that the Har is when you emerge from the mikveh, and that sort of resonates with this. It's coming back to this world as a Katan Shenoyla. That's what it is. The person disappears from this world to another world, a world that's ruchnius, reconnects, and comes back in this world as a more ruchnistic being. There are two mahalchim. How HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu left the world of ruchnius. There are nekudis, or a nekud in this world, that a person can shtolt to the other world. Ke'ilu, the ruchnis of the other world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu also created HaKadosh Baruch Hu created pockets. Yikovu Hamayim, that there were pockets of water in this world left alone, and they also are ruchnistic entities. They're part of our world, but they have their own little. They have their own little gedorim, and that gives them a separate metzias. So we have two oifanim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ruchnias coming to us in this world. One is there's a possibility of being mischaba to that which is beyond, and then there's the possibility, and then there is also the packets of Kedush HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world that they're not part of the other, but they're a world within a world. That's the difference between mikveh and mayim. A mikveh needs to have a shear, because if it doesn't have a shear, it's bottle to the world around it. Mayim is not bottle because it's not part of this world. A never-ending flow has no shaykhus to this world. That belongs someplace else. When I go to a mayim, I'm part of something else. When I go to mikveh, the mikveh is a body of water in this world, and if it's too small, it becomes butler this world. When it has a shear, it has no metzias. The tumah, the difference in the tumah is tumah yetzmi gufoy needs a mayim, because that's a much stronger tumah. There's something, there's a ziva, that it's something more permanent in the person that needs a mayim chayim. Because it's something that there was a kilkul mitzvah that atzmis to the person, and therefore it requires a chibur to something beyond this world. A lighter tumor, which is baker through negia or things of that nature, things that are normal, that requires only tahara of in this world. But where there was a kilkul in mayonis, then you need to recharge the nekud of mayon of the person. That requires a mayim. But the chilik between ashbeirin and zeichlim is, the word zechila is used for balechayim who creep on the ground, and it's a certain hisbatus to the ground when it's zeichl. When you have a body of water that's flowing between the rocks and the earth and so on, that be'etzem becomes bottle to, it didn't form its own metzias, and therefore it's possible in a zeichl. When it comes together, and it stands in one place, it becomes a mokum within a mokum. But when it's flowing between everything else, it's bottle. So the chilik between mikveh and mayon is in its mitzvah. The halacha shaboy is expresses clearly the distinction between the shaykhis to mayon of Yoinim that we have here, that we can shtal tzu to something beyond, and therefore it has almost no hagdaras that it needs. As long as it's there, as long as we connect to the place it's coming from, we can't be mevatel b'shuvin, the shear doesn't matter, and so on. Meidach is in the water that's in this world, so it came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it needs to have, since it's part of this world now, it needs to be teichem its tchum. It needs to have a shear, needs to be standing in one place, and it can't have the shuvim being mevatel. That's what it needs to be. The difference between we spoke about the HaKadosh Baruch Hu being called a Mikve Yisrael. So let's understand the difference mitzad the Maila of Mikve over Mayan. The difference between Mikve and Mayan is a much higher darga. And therefore, you can be tar from Mohammed Ketumis and doesn't need the shins also. But it's not easy for a person to find HaKadosh Baruch Hu at that dagger. Not everybody can sort of find the mocker itself and the Meimayo. It's not an Eitzah for a person who's far out. A person who's far out needs to find, you know, the Dersh Hashem B'Motza, needs to find him where he can find him within his world. So the lower darga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol has a maila in the fact that it allows itself to be used by a person, even the lowest darga. That's the difference between mikveh and mayon. In where it's a maila, the malyusa of mikveh, in terms of Adam being able to shtol tzu to the Tara, a mikveh is a maila that a mikveh the person can build, so to speak, b'tachas yadoi, and the masha'ein kein in a mayon. He has to be at a darga to find it. So therefore, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called, a mikveh, Mikveh Yisrael Hashem, then it's something which is going to be a maila for a person. It's a maila mitzad how far the people are in when they can find him. If you could only find something which is a Mayan, if you could only be Mitayan a Mayan, then there's no hope for you. Masha'in came when you can be Mitayer with a mikveh is accessible to everybody. So when it says Mikveh Yisrael Hashem, it's telling me that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is even a mikveh. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when needs to be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can be there for the person where he is. That's we ask the Shiloh of how could you learn from Me'a Shaloyach that from Me'a Shaloyach, how could you learn that a mikveh needs a shear of Memsor, according to those Rishonim who hold that a mayan doesn't need, what do we do with that pasuk? The answer is the pasuk says that Yan Ma'astem B'me'a Shaloyach Holchem La'at. The word la'at, holchem la'at means that it became mikvedik. The word la'at means slowly, calmly. Esnahalo li'iti l'regel hayalodim means that I will go slowly because of it. When something is going fast, it's going at its own speed, and therefore it's oblivious of the other. When a person slows down, when if I say somebody's going slow, it means that I am careful, cautious about that which is around me, the passengers, safety, the terrain, and so on. So the word le'iti means benachas, Rashi says. Benachas means resting, like nach. It's something which is not in its flow mode, but rather it's in its mode of being somewhat nachas. Certainly Me'ah Shiloyach is a maya, but in its le'at aspect, it's mikvedik. Now, that's the sense of the pasuk. It's talking about Malchus Beis David, and in the pasuk saying, "You gave up a Malchus Beis David, who took such care of you." That's why you're going to suffer from the sinim that are going to be ferocious and so on. You know, it's the le'at here is being madgish, a situation of having something shtoltzu to where they are, and that's why. That's why we learn mikvah dafka from the word la'at, because in the la'at we have the side of the mikvah part. So just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though he's a maya neveah, the kaviyachol, but he has the maila also stelling tzu mikvedik, so that everybody can be a skapa, which is Yom Kippur. The Me'ah Shiloyach had a la'at component to it. The reason why it's called Me'ah Shiloyach, the Melachim, because they're Nimshach and Me'ah Shiloyach, so they have a mile of Me'ah Shiloyach, but they also have the mile of La'at that they stole tzu, and they did their best to cater to you, to bring you back, and therefore if you have that Einish. That's the difference between the world of Torah and Tefillah. So the Chazal that speaks of the difference between tefillah and tshuva, which we equated tshuva to Torah, falls along the same lines. The tefillah is called chayishah, Torah is called chayolah. Torah is a chibur to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world. Tefillah is HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us in our mitzvahs, in our makor. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the ability to reach Him in our parnasa, in our refuah, and in our tzaris, and so on. There's also HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be reached. In other words, it's within the framework of our needs. Tefillah has the maila that the simplest person reaches through HaKadosh Baruch Hu tefillah. And the Chayishah also reaches HaKadosh Baruch Hu with tefillah. In our Chayishah region, Torah requires Talmud Chacham, whatever dagger Talmud Chacham, each nikud of Torah. And Torah also requires me to cast away my yonim and reach out to Him. Tefillah has gedarim. Torah is a rischa deraisa, with resis and zeya, and tefillah is makom kavua. You need to be in a makom kavua. You need not to hear a coil. It has to be nachas. It has to be raks for seven noos. Torah needs v'dibartabam. Torah is a mayim that's nevea, and tefillah is like a mikveh. So tefillah needs a makom to daven. You need a makom kavua. You're not supposed to have a place where other people pass through. It's the davening benachas is a maila. Torah is the exact opposite. It needs rishuk araisa, and it needs dibur peh, and so on and so forth. Meidach gisa, in tefillah you have a musik of eis ratzon. You have a musik of nistan tefillah. You know the Darakach Baruch Hu is seisim about the tefillahs. You have many situations where tefillah is limited, a difference between tzaddik ben tzaddik and tzaddik ben rasha. Many, many criteria for when a tefillah is miskabel and when it's not miskabel. That's the pshat that a mikveh sometimes noel, sometimes not noel. Torah and tshuva in that sense. And like we're using the hashevet avinu l'seira secha. We return to Torah because Torah takes us there. The karveinu makom hasecha is over here. Kadosh Baruch Hu brings us closer. It's an act where we are. Kadosh Baruch Hu reaches out to us. tshuva or and slash Torah is something which is beyond. It doesn't make a difference what when where. If we connect there, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then it's niskabel. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hanhagis of kiruv to a person, of allowing a person to be mitaher, works on both levels. HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to us where we are and offers taira in our makom. That obviously it has its requirements and it reaches just so far. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu has left Mekaymus, has left Nekudus, I would say, better say, where we can tap into the Maya. We're talking here to a Kailo, but the Knesios are the Mikvos of Klal Yisrael. They reach a person where he is. It's a tremendous, the person who's not Shaykh to Torah, who's right from Torah, so Beis HaKnesses is something that is Shaykh to everybody. It needs Levoina also. Everybody is included in it, and that's its mile, its mikvah. But it has its gedarim and its limitations. Torah, when you're able to establish a mokum Torah, you're opening up another maya. If Torah is learned with the chius and the rischa and whatever is needed, that becomes a mokum that you allow people to tap in, and really for people to change without gavulis. And you see it. When people change the koyach of tefillah and batek nesiyos, there's a la'at. When people change the Torah, there's a certain chiyus to it. It's too mahalchim. It both need it, but understanding the maila of us who are sitting in Koyal here is very, very important to understand what it is that we're accomplishing and doing. The Beis HaMikdash is a makom tefillah. And it, as such, it has a mokum, very specific mokum. It allows, it has its gvulas with its chukim and so on. Then there's a Gemara in Yuma. Gemara says, "Amar Pinchas Rav Menotzi Parar, Mayim Hayoytzi Mebeis Kodesh Kadoshim, Bitchilu Doim Elikani Chagavim." Kim shegil a pesach heichal nasik yichut shel shesi, kim shegil a ulam nasik yichut shel arev, kim shegil pesach hazor nasik yichut shel kotten, behayna dit nani ablaza oime, mayim mefarchin asidin yos yoitzin mitachas mifran bayis. Vekan bedach hum izgabe voila at shemagiach lepas beis tovid, kim shemagil pesach tovid nasik nachol shoytet, shaboy ruicha tzin zovin vezovois nidas viyogos. Shenema boy mahuya mokur niftach beis tovid yosho shlayim, Chatol and Nida. So the Chazal are telling us that there's a lasid lovin that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be mezgale to us in the same Beis HaMikdash, which was only a makom tefillah and therefore was mikvedik, is lasid lovin going to go out. And it's going to become a Maya. The Mokrim that was Mitaya and Mikvedik is now going to be Mitaya and Maya. They can have both Mayas. Then it's dashed on the Pasuk. Rashi says, referring back to a Pasuk in Yoel, it says, V'hoye b'yei mahu, it says, Yitvarim osis v'ozach v'cholov v'lafik yuri yachom mayim u'mayim mi'beis Hashem yetze there's going to be a mayim that will come out of Beis Hashem and will be mashas nachashitim. The mayim and the psur of Blessed Lover is that the mikveh and the mayim and the mikveh will come from the same shayrish. It will be able to reach out. It will be able to be there for everyone. And the Torah will be mine.